So, today I'd like to talk a little bit about this idea of floundering. Hey, the word is just fun to say, floundering. But this kind of acting clumsily or just trying to find our way, not quite sure what to do. Sometimes, well, I'm sure this happens to all of us when we're maybe trying to learn something or do something new. And especially like if we're trying to do it quickly, we don't have a lot of time. We might find ourselves fumbling or clumsily trying to figure it out somehow. And just this whole experience of floundering, whether it's just a short moment while we're trying to figure out how to get the cap off of something to help somebody else, or whether it's something bigger, like we recognize, okay, I need to make some changes in my life. And I think I have a direction of where to go, but there might be some floundering while we're trying to find exactly how to do it or which direction to go. And it feels awkward and can make us feel vulnerable, like we don't really know what's happening or that we're not in control as much as we might like to. Or in that way, it might feel a little bit threatening. Recognize how much all that we actually don't control. And maybe in some ways it's kind of associated with we feel embarrassed, like, oh, I should have expertise in everything all the time. Or maybe it makes us feel weak or, incompetent or not capable in some kind of way. So floundering often can be an uncomfortable experience. I don't have to tell you this. And maybe this fear of floundering might cause us to not try new things, to stretch our edges, or some ways we might think that we have to execute things flawlessly all the time. Otherwise, something's really wrong with us if it's not just perfect and flawless. But one thing that I do like about this word floundering is that we're engaged, right? We may be like juggling and, oh, whoa, wow, whoops, not quite sure how to hold it, maybe, or something, but that we are trying to find our way. So it's kind of the opposite of completely disengaging, but maybe doing the best we can and recognizing that it's not quite what we were expecting, or we don't have a sense of ease within. But chances are, if we stay with it, whatever it is, that we will find some greater ease, a greater way forward, a more clear way forward, a more ease in whatever it is that we're doing. So, is there something that we can do to support us while we're in the floundering stage so that we are willing to take some risks to push our edges, learn new things, try new things? We're willing to recognize I might flounder for a bit as I try to do this, but can we be okay with that? So, of course, maybe I'll say also that floundering is a sign, right? That we're on the edge of creativity or skill, or, it might be right there on the edge is where something new, completely unexpected, opens up, or it's the beginning of learning a skill. So what can support us? And you won't be surprised to hear what I'm going to say. Compassion for ourselves can help us flounder with grace, help us stumble along with some grace and openness. Like, okay, this feels awkward and vulnerable, and maybe I wish I already knew how to do this, but this is what it means to do something new or different. And certainly this past year, right, with the pandemic, we've learned all kinds of new things. Many of us, right? Zoom. How many of you have spent so much time on Zoom before? So there was this maybe a floundering stage in the beginning, but just this recognition that when we're on the edges of things is often when we find floundering. So it can be so great to learn to be a little bit more comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I'm pointing to this particular way of being uncomfortable right now. So maybe with that as an introduction, we'll do a little bit of guided meditation. And I think that I will do a little bit less guidance on this one. So you can practice, if just, you know, you might, I don't want to say that you're going to flounder, but just create the opportunity in which, you know, less guidance, you might feel like you're, I don't know, you'll see what you feel. But we'll practice with compassion for ourselves when this is happening. So we can take an alert, upright posture. And just taking a posture that feels supportive and also comfortable. Settling in. Often we do this with connecting with the body. We also can do mindfulness meditation with connecting, tuning into the sensations of breathing. How does the body feel when it's breathing? And then when we find ourselves lost in thought, just very gently, simply begin again. No need for metaphorically kicking ourselves or berating ourselves. This is what minds do. They like to wander. We're just asking our mind to do something different, to be with the sensations of breathing. And if you find yourself little bit lost or off in some other world. There's no limit to how many times you can begin again. No limit. We just not make it a big deal and we just begin again. And to start our compassion practice, we'll start with loving kindness. Compassion is when loving kindness meets suffering. So first we'll put some kindling in the heart with some loving kindness practice. To bring to mind a lovable being. Someone that it's uncomplicated and easy to have goodwill, care, warmth, respect. This might be somebody you know. It might be somebody you know about, but don't have a relationship with, or it might be fur babies, or maybe imaginary kitten, puppies, babies. Allowing yourself to feel the warm-heartedness. Or maybe there's not quite warm-heartedness yet, that's okay. To support our connection, this lovable being, we can say these phrases. May you be safe. May you be happy. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Repeating these phrases in a way that feels comfortable and supportive. May you feel safe. May you feel happy. May you feel healthy. May you live with ease. If we're having a little difficulty staying this loving kindness practice, can we be okay with that? It's just how it is right now. Connecting with the lovable being, letting ourselves tune in to that warm-heartedness, love, care, kindness that we have towards this being. And then to transform our loving kindness into compassion, imagine, or maybe you don't need to imagine, you know, a difficulty this being has had or is having.
California.
And when you imagine this difficulty that the lovable being has, naturally you feel like you wish that their difficulties would lessen. So the phrase we might say for compassion is, May your difficulties be eased. May you know peace. May your difficulties be eased. May you know peace. May your difficulties be eased. May you know peace. Connecting with the sense of care that we naturally have. A lovable being is suffering, is having difficulties. How does that feel in the body, this care? And use the phrases to support our connecting with it. May your difficulties be eased. May you know peace. And in the same way, we have care for the lovable beings and the difficulties they have. Can we have care for difficulties we have? Can we have compassion for ourselves? Can use the phrases. They might feel a little clunky or awkward. You might stay with them anyway, or maybe you have some alternative phrases that feel more resonant with you. May my difficulties be eased. May I know peace. If you feel like you've been floundering, quote unquote, at all during this meditation period, or with anything else, may my difficulties be eased. May I know peace. May my difficulties be eased. May I know peace. Thank you. May my difficulties be eased. May I know peace. Can we have some warm-heartedness towards ourselves? Floundering, having difficulties is part of the human experience. Can we make space for it? May my difficulties be eased, and may I know peace. Like wrapping ourselves up in a warm blanket with care. And then to end this meditation, feel your feet on the ground, and feel the pressure of the chair or cushion against your body. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes. This idea of recognizing that floundering, I just love this word, floundering, being a little bit awkward or not quite sure what to do next, that's part of what it means to be alive and maybe to be on the edge of something new, learning something new, doing something for the first time. And is there a way that we can flounder with grace? Can we flounder with openness? Can we flounder with some ease, even though floundering kind of implies a certain amount of absence of ease, but can we have some lack of harshness or not have a fear of floundering so that our lives can continue to grow and get bigger and bigger as we learn new things, try new things, have new experiences. So I'd like to put you into some breakout rooms where you could talk about this idea, this floundering. I did wonder, like, isn't that the name of a fish? I did look it up, and yes, it is the same word, flounder, is both the fish and this feeling of awkwardness. I have no idea why, if there's intentionally a connection to that or not. So we'll be in groups of three or four, and you can talk about this, either a fear of floundering, the experience of floundering, or the idea of having compassion for oneself, including any floundering we might do. Or you might talk about how that guided meditation was. I didn't offer as much guidance as I sometimes do. It wasn't complete silence, of course, but maybe I'll do, I don't know. So you just might reflect on that. Maybe you didn't even notice that there was a difference. So we'll meet for about like 13 minutes. And if it's helpful, if just to say one point, you don't have to say everything you know about this topic, but just to say something that one point and then allow it to go to the next person. And then in that way to kind of like go around in a circle repeatedly. And let's, if you'd like some prompt support to know what order to go in, how about we could go by the last digit of your phone number, and we'll say that 0 comes before 1. Okay, here we go. Okay, so welcome back. Does anybody have a comment or a question or something they'd like to share in these last few minutes here?
Can I say something?
Sure, Nancy.
I just wanted to say that there are times when it's more difficult for me to have the self-compassion, and I think that's when I flounder. I'm not sure exactly how to use that word, but I think for right now in the current situation I'm in, that the best that I've been able to do is realize that my mental gymnastics that I'm doing around this situation is a worsening, or I'm making it more difficult than it needs to be. So I'm recognizing it and saying, oh, I'm doing that. I can't stop doing it yet, but I've recognized that I'm doing it.
And how does it feel when you recognize that you're doing it?
It makes me very sad, actually.
Because you can
feel... Because I realize that I'm hurting myself. And, you know,
yeah,
it's not proud behavior.
Yeah, right. We all do this, right? There's this momentum behind these habits that we have.
Yeah.
This momentum is so strong, and it's really painful to do, just exactly as you described. When we are at that stage, when we can see ourselves doing something, but we can't stop ourselves from doing it.
Right.
So,
but that's progress. I think it's progress.
Absolutely. Absolutely. right? Because when we start to see it, even though it's difficult and painful, we're I'll just use this word, identified with it. Like we're not quite as tightly tangled up with it. So have you found anything to be helpful with that, Nancy?
Well, I'm here.
Nice. That's excellent.
I'm sitting on my cushion, so yeah. Thank you for all of you being here. It means a lot to me.
Yeah. Yeah. All of us have this experience, and I'm glad you're here, Nancy, and I'm glad you shared. Oh, look at this. There's hearts for you.
I know. I love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, this is so sweet.
Very sweet. Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy.
Okay, so here we are at the top of the hour. So wishing you all a great rest of the evening, and may you not fear floundering or fearlessly flounder. Freely, fearlessly flounder. I don't know. So, bye-bye, everybody, and thank you. Thank you. You're welcome to unmute yourself, and we can say goodbye in an unruly way.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, Diana. Thanks, Kim. Thanks, bye. Melanie.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you, Sujan.
Thank you, Diana.
Diana.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana.
You're welcome. You're welcome.